Hi everyone, Eva Thompson here. Welcome to our channel or our podcast if you're listening to this on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Today I want to talk to you about how retroactive jealousy sufferers can sometimes, without realizing, objectify their partners. And I'm making this video because I want to bring awareness to it. And sometimes when you talk about these things and explain them and you just talk about them out loud, it helps you see why and how you don't need to do this anymore. So I'm not trying to shame anyone or blame anyone, because most people that do this already feel bad about it. And feeling shame, feeling bad about yourself, feeling embarrassed, putting yourself down will only make the RJ worse. So it doesn't serve anyone to shame and blame yourself. If you're trying to actively overcome this and get over this, then that's what you need to focus on instead of feeling bad about yourself, because like I said, that just makes everything worse. But mainly, I see people objectifying their partner without even realizing that they are doing it. And this is for the people that worry about what other people would think if they knew. Because A, you're putting other people's opinions and thoughts above your happiness if you want to be in this relationship with this person. But also, you may be wanting to use your partner so you can look good, like you would a bag, a car, an object. And that's what I mean by objectifying your partner. Are you trying to use your partner as someone that is supposed to make you look good to the outside, to other people? And by them having a certain past, you are afraid that if other people find out, they will no longer serve that purpose of making you look better or making you look good. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be proud of who you're with, of course, but maybe not to the extent where you're worrying about what other people will think of them. And if you are someone that goes onto Reddit or onto Facebook groups or even asks friends and family about what they think, remember that no one knows your partner like you do. You can present a situation to somebody, and if they know nothing about your partner or what happened or how it happened or why it happened, they will immediately judge. They might not understand, they might not approve, they might not agree, but what does that matter if it's your partner? The only person that needs to figure out how they want to view the past and be okay with it potentially is you, because you're going to be with this person if that's what you want. Now, this is not your fault. We are taught to measure our worth based on comparing ourselves, looking for that validation on the outside, what people might think of us, wanting to impress, or we think that we're going to feel better about ourselves if other people praise us or like us. And again, I'm not saying that you should not care if people hate you. There's a balance here. I'm not saying that you should live an isolated life and not care what anyone thinks and not have any friends and not talk to anyone because you don't care about them, and you know, not to that extent. To the extent where you are okay with your decisions and your relationship and your choices and don't need that outside validation. Because I've talked to many people that have received the approval from the family or the friend, meaning they will tell their family or their friend what their partner did, and the family or the friend will say, well, so what's the big deal? It's in the past. And do you know what that does? Nothing. It doesn't help the RJ at all. It doesn't make any difference. It might serve as a temporary relief, but that's it. So if you are someone that is struggling with RJ and is caring what people think, and that's your main worry in your head, then ask yourself, could you be objectifying your partner? Meaning, are you using them or are you wanting them to make you look good to society, to other people? Because that's not the role that they should play in your life. So guys, I hope this video helped you. Let me know in the comment section below what you think about this, and I will see you in the next video. Take care.